Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault. Greg, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Joe. It's a pleasure.
So first of all, I wanted to ask you about just back to school in general. Obviously, you've been in school for a little over a month now, I think. So how do you feel like school has gone so far in the district?
I think it's been the best start we've had. This is my 11th year, and I think it's been a phenomenal start in virtually every respect. You know, I'm really proud of our staff, you know, for getting ready and for starting the year really strong instructionally. I've spent a lot of time in the classrooms and all of our buildings, and I just couldn't be more impressed with the way that we've started. And it's going to lead to a great year at ADM for sure.
All right. What would you say accounts for that sort of great positive start? Are you doing anything different this year?
I wouldn't say anything substantially different. You know, we are focusing on, you know, trying to win each day is kind of our mantra as we build towards fully maximizing all 177 days of instruction we have with our students. And our teachers are just, I mean, they're just flat out amazing, Joe. They really are. I've been in a lot of classrooms over the last month, and, you know, the instruction is just really good. Our kids are learning. They're engaged. And that's been the most positive thing that I've seen is just how hard our staff's working each day to teach at a high level.
Absolutely. Now, how's your enrollment looking for this year? I mean, I know you don't have your certified until later in the year, but just initial thoughts on enrollment for this year.
Yeah, that's a great question. We are growing, and we do anticipate being up, I would say, somewhere in the 60 to 80 student range, you know, by the time we do our official count here in a couple of weeks in October. So that's a pretty strong growth for us and one we've anticipated. So, yeah, we're up. We're probably around 1,900 students right now.
Okay, that is a good number. I know that last year, I believe, you actually closed open enrollment because of the growth that's been in the district. Is that still the case this year?
Yes, we are closed for open enrollment this year. We've continued that process of being closed to open enrollment to new open enrollment this year, and we'll analyze that on a year-by-year basis. So no decision on, you know, the 2019-20 school year until next spring.
Okay, so you could have open enrollment back sometime in the near future.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a definite possibility.
All right. Now, kind of keeping in that same vein of enrollment and facilities and everything like that, you are actually in the midst of a facility master planning procedure. What can you tell me about where this is at?
Yes, we have a committee of approximately 25 people, and it's being facilitated by RSP and Associates. It's a company out of Kansas City that's done a lot of enrollment projections and master planning for schools in the Midwest. David Wilkerson, the retired superintendent from Waukee, is also assisting, so I'm very appreciative of his expertise. And we've had four committee meetings so far. We are now starting to look at possible grade configurations for a new school building. So that's where the conversation is right now. And we have another meeting coming up here. I think it's October 3rd. And so we're excited to keep the work rolling.
What sort of timetable can people expect with when this might be implemented?
Yes, that's a great question. We anticipate the committee work being completed in January. And their report, the committee report and recommendations, would be available to the board in January. But that's our timeline at this point, is to be concluded by January.
All right. So what sort of specific changes are you looking to making at each of the buildings?
Well, the really specific charge is how are we going to deal with our enrollment growth? And all indications indicate the need for some sort of an elementary building first. That's where the growth is the most present. And so it's really, we're looking at the potential of a new school building, most likely at the elementary grades.
All right. Now, would that be for all elementary grades, or would you still have the DeSoto Intermediate School?
DeSoto Intermediate would still be utilized as a school building. That is in the plan. We need that capacity as well. So it would be an elementary building of some grade configuration, and that is yet to be determined.
All right, definitely something we'll be keeping an eye on, the whole facilities plan. Now, kind of one last thing that I wanted to ask you about is involved with the most recent school board meeting. That was on September 10th, And the board reelected the sitting president and vice president of the board. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, Tim Canny is president and Kelly Book as vice president.
Okay, so why do you feel like it's important to have that kind of continuity with your school board?
You know, that's a really great question, Joe. And not only in those two positions, because they return, you know, Tim has been president for many years, and, you know, Kelly's been vice president for several years as well. And continuity in those leadership positions is always good. They understand the leadership necessary for a school board. And we really have that across our whole board. All five have been board members for a number of years, and it's just priceless. You know, their experience and their understanding of our school system is a very positive thing for us. I appreciate them a lot.
All right. Actually, one more thing I wanted to ask you about. The next legislative session won't start, obviously, until 2019, but oftentimes at this time of the year, school districts are discussing, you know, their legislative priorities, what they want to make sure that the legislature discusses and tackles during their session. Where does ADM stand on what they would like to see the state legislature deal with this year?
Yeah, that's another great question. You know, and for us, especially as a growing school district, the extension of the SAVE, you know, the statewide sales tax for Iowa schools, is really a necessary thing for us as we try to develop a financing plan to deal with and plan for our growth. You know, so the extension of the SAVE fund would be at the top of our list. So, you know, that's probably the major one that we're keeping our eyes on.
For sure. All right. Well, ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault, anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about today?
No, that's all I have, Joe. I appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate your time as well. Thank you so much for joining me. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Greg Dufault. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.